Welcome to VibesWorkshop.com. In this lesson, let's check out the tune invitation and let's start studying it. We're going to take a little piece of it in this lesson and work on it. But what you guys should be doing is you should be memorizing the tune and coming up with a chord melody version of the tune that you can play solo. And I like giving assignments like that, especially if you're going, oh, I don't know how to do it. What do I do? Well, that's great. Go. Figure it out and come up with some things. And then let's add my stuff to it with your stuff. And I think then we have like a really great learning experience and you will grow a lot from putting the time in yourself on the tune. So we're going to cover a little piece of the tune today. And it's just to kind of learn some things. So this tune is all about a chord study and a melody study. I mean, it's really interesting and it gets your chord voicings together. We've talked about it. I did a general lesson on invitation. You know, the bridge kind of focuses on the 9th and the 13th. So, in the first part now is what we're concerned with today. Look at that much of the melody. First of all, I played every note in the scale but one, the F. That's interesting. When a melody has a lot of the notes in the scale, it can do a really good job of setting up the sound. You know, if I wrote the tune invitation and my melody was, it wouldn't be, give you a lot of information about what's happening around. I'd have to play the chord, right? Something like that. But this melody, right there, is almost a whole scale, except for the F. So just by playing the melody, you know, if we just set it up, if I do this, So you can see you don't need a lot around. If you're doing a chord melody, you don't need a lot around that part of the melody. In fact, I can just go. Right? So I didn't have to add a lot of stuff to it, just a couple of hits with the chords and fill out some things. You don't even have to worry about the thirds and the sevenths where we talk about our voicings all the time because they're already in the melody. So here's a spot where I can just do this. Sorry about that. So all I did was just keep my left hand down here. See? I can just keep a C and a G on the bottom because I'm taking care of business up here. And we've got the sixth, which kind of cancels out the seventh. I mean, you don't want your chord to be this. You don't want to be playing this. And the melody is... Not really. I mean, you want the melody to stand out most of the time. Maybe later on, or there's some things you want to do, or there's a melody where you like that. But for now, you want that. The sixth to sing out. So I wouldn't even put the seventh in the chord if you're comping, because it would take away from this. If you do that, the flute player or the sax player hits this, and you play this. Okay, so what I want you to do is to take... Set up the world and play that much of the melody. So if I'm in the world of G minor, I would set it up and get my Dorian happening and just kind of mess around. Once I got it set up, think of it's got like a Ravel sound or something for some reason. I always think of him. And then you get that done, you can find another key. What if I got it, get into A minor? So I get into the zone, you know, and just mess around, see what you come up with. Play the melody. You can go go off and improvise again. You know what I like about that? The sixth, for me, it's got like a, I remember transcribing this Japanese flute, shakuhachi, is that what it's called? And he was kind of playing. So you can kind of get that sound. Okay, when I, after that, a little while, I'll go back and play the melody again. Okay, so that's your first assignment. Get into a bunch of different worlds and play that much of the melody. Once you got that much done, then we're going to do this. So now we're going to take the first couple bars and we're going to make the modulation. It starts in C minor and it winds up in E flat minor, right? If you know the tune, you know what I'm talking about. Now, what other tune features the sixth and winds up modulating up a minor third? The tune Recorder Mate. Those tunes are very similar to me. I've kind of brought them together. They both feature the sixth, and they both modulate in minor thirds for that section. And they go a little bit different route, but in some ways it's similar too. And then a lot of similarities there with this melody. Again, the second part is featuring the ninth, just like the bridge on Invitation, kind of features the ninth. So, and all these things are good to know in your head because now you can study this tune and bring it over to here, bring it over to there. So I have a lot of associations of tunes, and as you study and do all this, you'll have some associations. So what we know so far is this first progression, that's where what we're focusing on, starts in the minor key and modulates up a minor third. And it does it by doing this. That's just a one chord now, right? We're home, right? We're home. If you know the tune, we're not home anymore. This is becoming a two chord. I can hear it in my head. And we go to F, C minor to F, and then F becomes minor. And now we're up a minor third, E flat minor. See, I did that, C minor, it's a one chord, but then it becomes a two chord because we're going to modulate now, and then we go to the five, which is F, and then the five becomes minor, and that's a two chord. And then we resolve. And when you do this, you can end the new phrase when you get to the new minor key, no matter what your key you're in, play that as you're ending. Just so you kind of work on the sound. We're trying to really focus on the minor chord in the ninth and the sixth. Okay, so this part two now, we're just going to take it and we're going to modulate it. So now, I don't know, I forget what the book says. The book probably goes C minor, F, it goes right to B flat. I always go to the minor first. And you see, if you've worked on some tunes, you understand that me going to F minor and a book says B flat 7, it doesn't matter, it's the same thing. Any good musician, if you're playing with them, if you're playing with a bass player or a guitar player, if you go... play a B flat suspended, it's going to work. A B flat suspended 9 is just an F minor over B flat, right? So the bass player can be doing this. The bass player can go on. Right? And I can do this. I went B flat 9 suspended. suspended, or 13 suspended. And then I played B-flat 7 with a flat 5 and a flat 9. So it sounded like this. And I like that because I can hit seconds. I love hitting seconds. And then... Okay, so you're going to take that. You're going to put it through some different keys. And you're going to think about it. So if my new key is F minor, that's home, where am I going to be modulating to? I'm going to wind up in A flat, right? I'm going to wind up in A flat, and I'm going to wind up there because I'm going to go F minor, and then I'm going to go B flat 7, but then I'm going to go B flat minor to E flat to A flat. Or I think the real book says you would go F minor to B flat to E flat. And that's cool too, but I think you should learn the two chord. Get the two chord in there. That'll help you out as a study. So if I'm in F minor, it's going to sound like this. Just do that much. Play it in time, make it swing, make it Latin, and just mess around. Mess around with that much of it, and mess around with playing the mode and getting the Dorian colors out. Okay? And then you can play the melody. Here now. Right? Once I have it down, I can play. Okay, and you know what? You know why I tell you to play the phrase and then end it? It's because I don't want to get. I want to make sure we do things in pieces, and I don't want you to run things together. And then when we start working on the form, it gets confusing. So play the phrase, end it, mess around, get the new one. Whether you stay, if I go F minor to A flat minor, and then after that I'm in B flat minor, so I would pause and play the melody, and pause, and I would start playing. Get it together. And I end it. It's a great way to practice. Okay, so that's lesson one. That little chunk, but you'll get a ton out of that. I mean, I studied this. I remember being so excited about adding these things into my playing. And just by playing that melody and playing it through all the keys, it really helped me think about the sixth and the ninth with the minor chords. So give it a shot. That's lesson one, and we'll do the first. We'll get the whole rest of the first half of the tune done next time. Yeah. Okay. Hope that was helpful.